The hashtag DF19 developer keynote has wrapped up, but the learning has just begun. We saw how three companies deliver continuous innovation with the Salesforce Customer 360 platform, from how they build engaging experiences, connect every app, data, and device, to how they manage their application life cycles. In case you missed the live stream of the keynote, you can view the recording here. Here are some of the highlights. Open sourcing Lightning-based components. Lightning-based components is a component library built on top of Lightning Web Components. You can jumpstart your UI development with over 50 of the available Lightning-based components. If you're already building with Lightning Web Components, you can extend existing components, contribute your code, and learn best practices by exploring the source code. Build functions and microservices with Salesforce Evergreen. Salesforce Evergreen, a new addition to Customer 360 platform, enables you to build engaging contextual digital experiences using your Customer 360 data. Evergreen brings elastic compute to your Salesforce workloads through functions that can be invoked directly from Apex or using Salesforce platform events. Evergreen lets development teams build apps and business logic using functions and services with Apex and other languages like Node.js and Java, and leveraging their broad, open-source package ecosystems. Learn more about Salesforce Evergreen in this introductory blog post. Einstein. Create smart connections with new Einstein API and UI features. With the Einstein Vision and Language app, you can build custom models with clicks, now available on AppExchange. Einstein Multi-Language, now in pilot, allows you to analyze text in six languages, intent and sentiment. Einstein Optical Character Recognition allows you to identify text in images. And with Einstein Voice, you can create your own voice skills and deploy to any device. Salesforce Blockchain. Salesforce Blockchain, introduced at Trailhead DX earlier this year, is now in dev preview. Blockchain allows you to create networks of partners who can use a distributed data model to record digital transactions in a trusted, immutable way, and with Salesforce Blockchain, you can do this through clicks so you can focus on building an app. You can build blockchain apps with Lightning Web Components, Flow, Einstein, bots, and more. Local development in beta. To help you build, run, and test Lightning Web Components locally, we introduced the Local Development Server. Iterate quickly by running changes on the local server running on localhost, no need to deploy your changes to an org. Data mask. Testing your app with all data in a sandbox is great, but there is data you may not want to expose to everybody testing your application in the sandbox. That's why we now have Salesforce Data Mask, a new feature that allows you to anonymize sensitive data. This helps you meet compliance requirements while building your app. Plus, Data Masks anonymizes data automatically on sandbox creation and refresh, or manually in existing sandbox. Real-time event monitoring. With new real-time event monitoring features, you can create targeted transaction security policies to avoid data loss. You can configure these policies declaratively using Condition Builder or programmatically using Apex, and you can define actions that you want to take place when these conditions happen. For example, you can block the user, notify admins, or even require two-factor authentication. Read more about real-time event monitoring in the Winter 20 release notes. Now that you have an overview of all our hashtag DF19 developer keynote highlights, it's time to get hands-on with these new features. Take the hashtag DF19 developer keynote highlights trail mix and follow and complete to earn a limited edition Trailhead badge.